Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate. Share your ghost story and call it toll-free 1-877-260-3428 and visit us at thehauntedestate.com.
Hello, my dears, and welcome back to the next episode of The Haunted Estate here with me, your host, Selena Myers. Did you enjoy the first serial killer edition? I'm pretty interested, actually. Why don't you head over to The Haunted Estate on Facebook and let us know underneath that episode. I'm pretty curious. One thing that my husband said I forgot to mention is one of the reasons I kind of decided to do this whole serial killer thing is serial killers. Is there a demonic force behind them, making them do these things? Or are these just simply insane people? That's a big question. Sorry, I'm going to sniffle. I should explain. I went to a wedding last night. I do not drink because I was dizzy and stuff. So it's really, really rare for me to drink. And I had maybe, oh gosh, 4, maybe 5 beers, which is nothing to a lot of people. But for me, it was a lot, and now I woke up and I'm sick, and I have a really bad cold, and I need to pre-record like 4 episodes today. Recently, I've been recording them on the days they go up or the day before, but I decided I have a bit of a busy week with doctor's appointments and stuff, so I decided to pre-record. So if you hear me sniffling and stuff, I'm going to try my best to pause and not put you through that. Yes, I want to know what you thought of the serial killer edition, if that's something that I should continue. It went over well with a few people. I would like to hear more, so please don't forget to visit us at thehauntedestate.com. Call our toll-free number, 1-877-260-3428, to record your own message. I have a magnet. This is something else I'm actually curious about. I have a magnet on each side of my car, and when we recently drove to Virginia, we had the magnets on the cars, which for us was like a 14-hour drive. So if you saw those magnets and that is why you're listening to this podcast, I would love to know that. I know at the wedding last night, some people were very, oh, what's that? Oh, so cool type situation. So that was really cool. Oh, maybe they thought it was cool. Maybe they thought I was a loser. Whatever. Anyways, thank you to you guys. I love you guys. Anyways, maybe I'm still drunk. I don't know. It's 2:13. That should be over. Regardless, tonight, your stories, my stories, and everything in between on The Haunted Estate. So we are going to start off talking about a child who haunts Black Ranch Road. So, in the town of Burney, California, it has a history tainted by death and destruction. The area itself used to be known as the Valley of where Burney died, after a settler who died there in the 1850s. And it's located at the base of an extinct volcano. Worse, a dead child haunts the nearby Black Ranch Road, the girl in the white dress. Everyone knows to never drink and drive. Drunken drivers are responsible for 31% of road deaths in the United States each year. If someone is foolish enough to ignore every public service announcement and statistic and take a drive down Black Ranch Road while drunk, the ghost of a child will appear to take vengeance. The little girl is a ghost and dressed in white. Her hair is matted with blood. She only appears to those who drive under the influence. If their drinking doesn't kill them, fear might. One witness, torn with guilt, remembers smashing into a little girl on Black Ranch Road. He immediately pulled the car over and looked for the body, but found nothing. Terrified, unsure of whether he'd murdered a child, seen a ghost, or hallucinated the whole thing, he had no choice but to get back in his car and start driving home. Less than 30 seconds later, he saw the girl again. This time, he got a better look at her. Her eyes were black holes in a pale face. Blood covered the side of her face and dripped down to her chin. He heeded the warning and never drove drunk again. What does the ghost girl of Burnie want? Most people who have heard of the ghost girl who haunts Black Ranch Road believes that she died due to a drinking and driving accident. But there's no other reason to think otherwise. She only appears to drunk drivers. And the theory of Occam's razor states is that the simplest answer is usually correct. However, there are a lot of skeptics of this theory. They think that this girl might have a more sinister motive. One woman who saw the girl during her own drinking and driving experience claims the ghost child did not look like the victim of a car accident. She thinks that, in fact, the girl is a demon, taking on a child's appearance. This witness believes that the reason the demon will only show herself to drunken drivers is because the alcohol incites an altered state of consciousness, which opens up an individual to supernatural experiences. After all, every witness has noticed the girl's haunting eyes. No human, dead or alive, has eyes like that. If the specter haunting this road is not a ghost, but a demon, her desires must really be deadly. Beware driving here, and remember to stay sober. If a person drinks, not just their life, but their soul, as well as when they drink and drive, are at stake when you drive through Burnie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
That's very interesting. Even if that is just a ploy to get people to stop drinking and driving, I think it's a pretty good one. But then there's some crazy people who are like, let's get drunk and go find this ghost. So it's pretty unique. I'm going to have to look up, see if I can find some personal experiences about that. So I'm pretty sure I've come to the conclusion that I was going to pre-record 4 episodes today for this week. But guys, I just took like a 5-minute sneeze and blow my nose break. So I think it's just going to be 1 episode. I'm not going to cut it right in the middle because we're 7 minutes in. Why not just get this done? And I love doing it for you guys, even when I'm a bit under the weather. I did eat McDonald's to combat my tummy, which made it better. My headache is gone. I got myself some iced coffee. I have just snot all over me, though, and I know that's really gross. And I feel like colds aren't usually something that happens when you drink, but I feel like I felt one kind of coming on last week, and then it kind of went away, but of course, it's come back, of course. Oh yes, update on the book, still waiting for my ISBN number. Good lord, this is a story that never ends. I am way behind schedule, like a month behind. I thought it'd be out by now. Anyways, I found a really fun thing. Are you guys planning on traveling this summer? Are you going to do anything spooky? I want to hear about it. But first, let's hear about 13 haunted restaurants in Washington. That will give you goosebumps. So if you are heading there, I know a lot of people do. Pretty sure this is Washington State, not the city. So let's dive right on in. There's nothing like exploring the haunted places here in Washington for a good thrill. But it's even more fun when it includes a meal to die for. No pun intended. Supposedly, we have quite a few restaurants across the state that are rumored to have spirits roaming around. But whether or not you believe in any of the paranormal stories, the food at these places is worth the trip alone. So, number one, we have Billy's Bar and Grill in Aberdeen. Billy's is a cozy spot downtown for burgers, sandwiches, and drinks, including several beers on tap. But legend has it, the Bar and Grill is also the home to a ghost of an old serial killer known as Billy Goal. Guests and employees have both reported seeing glasses fly across the bar, feeling random cold spots around the restaurant, hearing voices when nobody else is around, and even seeing full-on apparitions. Some say they've seen sailors that could have been some of Goal's victims, while others claim they saw the ghost of Billy Goal himself. But whether or not you actually experience anything paranormal, the food here always comes in massive portions and is always well known for the trip. I find sometimes these articles is more of like an advertisement for the restaurant, and they only advertise the spooky side of things on paranormal outlets. But regardless, it's fun to hear the stories that people have seen and experienced. The next one is Kell's Irish Restaurant and Pub in Seattle. This mortuary-turned-Irish pub in Post Alley is thought to be one of the most haunted spots in Seattle. They were even featured on Ghost Adventures and the Travel Channel. With a long history of dead bodies inside their building from mining accidents and violence in the 1900s. But despite their building's past, the small pub is still a local favorite for shepherd's pie, sandwiches, salads, soups, and ice cold beer. Well, that one you can't really fake. If it was a mortuary, things went down. Next, we have number three, Oxford Saloon in Snohomish. All right, good enough. Built in 1900, this building downtown was originally Black Man's Dry Goods Store. By 1910, it was established as a saloon. And still, to this day, offers great drinks and foods like burgers, sandwiches, and entree dishes, and late-night live music on Tuesdays to Sundays. But it is also thought to be one of the most haunted places in Snohomish. Wow, that's Snohomish. 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 Sorry, I'm a weirdo. Anyways, you guys should know that. Story has it a ghost named Harry roams the building. It was once a police officer who had been stabbed to death here while trying to break up a fight. Supposedly, his spirit still remains, and he's been reported around the basement stairs and bothering women in the restroom. Washington State Paranormal Society has done many investigations in the saloon. We're able to pick up on activity on the second floor, too. Even though that part of the building is now offices, they took a tape recorder upstairs. And after playing it back later on, they could hear a male echo and a child's voice either laughing or crying in the background. You can find more details about their haunted history on their website here. And please do not forget that any article that I do use will be available at thehauntedestate.com. Click on blog episode links and it will be right there for you. Number four, Old Town Cafe in Bellingham. Bellingham. Wow, Selena. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, but I just need to say this right now. The picture under this one, it has a sign that looks like a wiener. I would go there just for that. Regardless, back on topic. I must still be drunk. Let's go. Though quaint and charming on the outside, this small cafe is supposedly home to a couple of ghosts, as reported in the Ghost Hunter's Guide to Seattle. Wow. Employees have rumored to have heard strange piano music, seeing dishes floating around the kitchen, and some sort of female ghost in a white dress on the second floor. Set in a building that dates back to the 1890s, this place in Bellingham is still one of the best places to wake up, though. They make all kinds of organic breakfasts like egg scrambles, omelet, hotcakes, breakfast burritos, biscuits and gravy, and rancherios. Number five, the Brick Saloon in Rosslyn. This old-fashioned tavern has been open in Rosslyn for over 100 years. Supposedly, the iconic bar and restaurant is thought to be haunted by the ghost of a little girl and a cowboy. And some have claimed that they have heard a piano playing when no one else is around. The current manager, previous owner from 1982 to 97, employees and customers have all reported experiencing strange activity, according to the local news story. But regardless, this place still serves up some of the best in small-town burgers and sandwiches. Tokeland Hotel and Restaurant in Tokeland. Tokeland. I know some people who'd like to live there. Ha! Do you get it? Anyways, a former Victorian-style farmhouse in this place in Tokeland now serves both as a hotel and restaurant. It's also thought to be one of the most haunted places in Western Washington by a Chinese immigrant from the 1930s. The ghost, known as Charlie, was said to have accidentally suffocated and died while hiding in a secret place behind the fireplace one day. Several people have reported still seeing his spirit roam the halls, and he's even said to cause dinner plates at the restaurant to fly up or spin around. You can't even listen to the owner's ghost story without his haunting. Whether or not the paranormal stories are true, it's still an excellent place to stay and dine. Overlooking Willapa Bay, they serve home-cooked breakfasts, lunch and dinners, and homemade desserts like blackberry cobbler, specialty pies, and cinnamon rolls. Number 7, Manresa Castle Restaurant and Lounge, Port Townsend. Inspired by the castles of Russia, this century-old residence in Port Townsend is now an elegant hotel and restaurant. Legend has it, old spirits still reportedly haunt the entire third floor and will even sometimes cause glasses in the restaurant to explode or turn upside down. Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel even put together a slideshow of our local Port Townsend Castle. But despite the stories, the Manresa Castle still offers a unique place to stay overnight and or dine in on entrees, like fresh Northwest seafood, steak ribs, pasta, and a classic cheeseburger.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, number 8, Owl and Thistle Irish Pub and Restaurant, Seattle. Kells may be more famous as a haunted bar in Seattle, but Owl and Thistle Irish Pub is still home to plenty of ghost stories on their own. Employees have reportedly seen at least one ghost who will play the piano when nobody else is around, and others have said that they felt some sort of presence behind the bar. But whether or not that these are actually spirits in this place in Port Alley is still worth a visit, with live music most nights and menu items like sandwiches, fish and chips, and shepherd's pie. The Grant House, Vancouver. Hidden away on Officer's Row. I'm sorry, guys. My throat hurts. This residence, now restaurant, was once home to Ulysses S. Grant, who was stationed here in the 1850s. The building was first a log cabin, then changed to a grand square building, and is now open as a fantastic restaurant. The historic place is a favorite among many for their extensive selection of wine, whiskey, and American dishes. But supposedly, there is still an old spirit wandering there. Many people have claimed to have heard and felt the presence of a ghost named Sully, who died while stationed at Fort Vancouver and now likes to supervise around the eatery. Number 10, Bistro, Seattle Pike Place Market. Pike Place is said to be haunted by several old spirits, including a few at this top-class Italian restaurant hidden underneath the market. Some people have even reported seeing shadowy ghosts behind customers in mirrors. And another female ghost was supposedly seen in a flowing dress near the bathroom. Regardless, it's still one of the best places to go downtown for Italian flair. They serve all kinds of traditional favorites, like pastas, calamari, and ganache, in a dark, candlelit setting. Number 11, Monterosso's Italian Restaurant, Richland. According to this news story by the Tri-City Herald, employees, patrons, and the owner himself has experienced some mysterious activities in this 1947 vintage Pullman dining car. Supposedly, a shadowy figure has been seen by the back table. There have been several inexplainable noises, doors opening, closing, and even lids flying in the kitchen. The Italian spot has been open since 1995, serving dishes like pasta, panini sandwiches, and rich desserts to top it all off. Number 12, Merchant's Cafe and Saloon, Seattle. Seattle's oldest restaurant has been serving excellent sandwiches, appetizers, and salads in the Pioneer Square neighborhood for years. According to the website, there have also been several reports of slamming doors, moving objects, restroom faucets turning on and off, and even the supposed appearance of a full-on apparition. Number 13, Cabbage Patch Restaurant in Snohomish. Cabbage Patch is another great place to stop in for breakfast, lunch, and dinner options in a former vintage home. But like Oxford Saloon down the street, it has been said that this place has some paranormal activity as well. Since opening to patrons, that patrons and employees have both reported seeing the ghost of a young girl in the upstairs dining room, on the stairs as well as through the upstairs windows. Workers have also claimed to have had dishes moved or broken and heard glass clanging when nobody was around to make the noise. In 2007, the restaurant actually had a group of ghost hunters perform an overnight investigation. Here, you can check out some of the details on their chilling results. Have you ever been to any of these restaurants before? What are some other places to eat in that might be scary? I would love to know if you've ever had a paranormal experience in a restaurant, and you can call and tell me all about it at 1-877-260-3428. We have a place one town over called the Elmhurst. It is a hotel slash high-end dining. The original house is absolutely stunning. They built more hotels onto the back, but every year for my birthday, we go to the Sunday brunch. It's amazing. I've been there countless times. But when I was younger, I had two experiences. So we had come for a bit of a family reunion, and I had gone to the downstairs ladies' room. And I remembered walking past a woman, and I sat down on the toilet, and I was like, she didn't look like she was from this time. She had like a big hat on and a very old dress, almost colonial looking, a little, let's say about the 1909 to 1919. And I looked down underneath and I saw her shoes, and they were those patent leather shoes that you use the hook to do up. And I was like, oh, and I sat there. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I did my business, got up, buckled everything up, opened the door, and she was gone. So that was one experience that I had. And then another time, I had gone to the bathroom completely forgetting about my past experience. Walked right out of the stall to go wash my hands. Saw the woman, said hello, washed my hands, remembered, looked up, looked to the left, and she was not there again. So those are the experiences that I have had at the Elmhurst. So if you have had a paranormal experience at a restaurant, I would love to hear it. I feel like there's so many energies in those places. So please, if you can call and tell me it, again, 1-877-260-3428. You can submit it if you go to thehauntedestate.com. Top right corner, you will see an envelope. Opens right to me, or if you want to make it even easier, or actually this is harder, type in Selina, C-E-L-I-N-A, at thehauntedestate.com into your email and send it right off to me. So thank you so much for stopping by today, and I can't wait to talk to you again the day after tomorrow.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.